Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So The Athletic, as everybody knows by now, The Athletic is a website, a journalism website that was started a couple years ago. The Athletic Detroit started over a year ago.
But it's a great thing. I mean, yes, you have to pay for it.
It is a pay site. Craig Kustance, the great hockey writer, probably best known for working his years at ESPN, is the managing editor, I believe, of the Detroit website.
Yes,
but anyway,
is. And they have a lot of really great, I mean, Katie Strang does great work. They have a lot of people.
Emily Walden.
Chris Burke. Yes.
James Edwards III.
Yes.
Craig Kustance. Go on down the. Who are we missing?
Max Boltman.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
So anyway, they have an article in the last day or so that came out of the top 25 Detroit athletes.
Under 25.
Under 25. I call this one 25 under 25.
Oh, you're so clever.
Kind of like how Cranes did 40 under 40.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
40 business people under the age of 40.
Mm-hmm.
I never made that list, but then again, I've never been a business person.
So in looking at this list, I don't feel too good about it.
That is the big takeaway, isn't it?
The takeaway is look, number one on the list.
Dylan Larkin.
Is Dylan Larkin.
Great, great.
Really good player.
22. We had him on the show the other
day.
Yes.
Yeah. Is he going to be a superstar?
Well, he's an all-star. He's been an all-star.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Number two on the list, Taylor Decker. Hopefully he'll be a Pro Bowl player.
He had a great rookie year.
Yeah.
Didn't really play last year.
Right. He was hurt.
Yeah.
Number three on the list, Joe Jimenez.
Joe Jimenez, all-star.
That's true. So we have two all-stars.
Closer of the future. Great setup man right now.
And the other ones are more about hope than what we've seen, than substance right now.
Or like we like to say, poking hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like number four, Philip Zadina. God, that would be awesome if he becomes a great player. He's 18 years old. Now,
here's the problem with the list, Tony. Okay.
Number five.
Not number five, just in general, is to your point. There are 25 names on this list, okay? And you're right. There's not a single one of them who is a bona fide, guaranteed star right now, okay?
Right. Yeah.
There's no I'm trying to think of an example of a guy. I mean, like Mike Trout 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Justin Verlander 6 years ago. There's none of those guys on the list, number one. Number two, there's about five of them where if they walked into the room right now, we would know who they were.
Yeah.
Like these are all guys we haven't seen before. Yes, they've been drafted very highly. Yes, they are highly thought of, but we don't know. I mean, how about number nine on the list?
Number nine on your list here is the one, the only, Kenny Golladay.
Kenny Golladay? If Kenny Golladay is the ninth best athlete in Detroit under the age of 25.
That's not bad, actually.
Well, yeah, but it's not good.
Nine? I mean, if you have eight people better than Kenny Golladay under 25, that's not so shabby, actually.
Yeah, but if you're going to Las Vegas and betting on the futures for Kenny Golladay, those are still pretty long odds.
I have a bigger problem with number five, Jared Davis. I just don't think he looks like he's going to be a Pro Bowl player at all.
He was Kenny Golladay.
Okay, but he's four spots lower.
Okay, but at least Jared Davis started. He was a first-round draft pick who started 16 games for the Detroit Lions.
Well, Golladay would have started, too, if he didn't get hurt.
But he did get hurt.
Okay, and he scored what? Did he have a game he had, like, a touchdown? He scored at least a couple touchdowns, right?
Just think about what you just said. Didn't he have a game where he scored, like, a touchdown?
Okay, well, we're accentuating
two.
Our own point here.
Yes.
We don't have a lot of great young studs. I mean, like Anthony Mantha is tied with Jared Davis.
Yeah.
He's got a chance. I mean, he scored a lot of goals last year.
All right. Let's just run down the list real quick.
Okay.
Casey Mize, 7. Top pick in the draft. Everyone's very high on him. Hopefully he's a can't-miss guy. But we all know minor league pitching, college pitching. Number 8, Franklin Perez.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Coming off an injury.
Number 10, Michael Rasmussen, who is supposed to make the team this year. We're all pretty excited about. Number 11, Luke Kennard.
All right, see, Luke Kennard, I don't think he's going to be a star, but I think he's going to be a a valuable NBA player for the Pistons.
Oh, shut up.
He will be.
Well, why are you flipping on Luke Kennard all of a sudden?
I'm not flipping on him.
You are. You've been down on Luke Kennard
all
year.
No, I've just been pro Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm still pro Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell will, you know, take Luke Kennard's career and, you know, average at least 10 points more, whatever. But Luke Kennard's not going to be a bust. Luke Kennard's going to be a good player. He's just not going to be an all-star like Donovan Mitchell. That's
Who's he going to be? Can he be J.J. Redick?
Maybe. How bad? J.J. Redick was not good his first 5-6 years.
I know.
Now he's a really good player.
I know.
Okay, so?
That's why I'm asking. Are we have to wait 5 or 6 years for Luke Kennard to become J.J. Redick?
Luke Kennard.
Are we going to have to wait for him to go to the Clippers and then the 76ers?
Luke Kennard will average double figures this year.
Yay.
Okay, well, I'm not saying he's great. I'm just saying, I'm not switching on Luke Kennard. I'm just saying he's going to be a good player, solid player. He's just not going to be Donovan Mitchell.
Kerryon Johnson, 12. Jamer Candelario, 13. Frank Ragnow, 14. Andreas Athanasiou, 15. I feel like Candelario at 13 and Athanasiou at 15 are both the victims of less than inspiring second years, if you will. Right? Candelario has fallen a little bit too far, I think. I'm still high on Jamer. He's had a bad year.
Yeah,
he's young.
That's true, but Athanasiou had a pretty good season last year.
Yeah. All right, so 248-539-9797. Which of the young guys are you most excited about? Which of the young guys, 25 or under, do you think has the brightest future? If you had to bet on one of these guys, and some of the names we haven't mentioned, Paredes, Tabor, Daz Cameron, Bo Burrows.
Dennis Chalowski, number 25.
How about this one? Stanley Johnson, who still is only 22 years old.
That's right. He's going into his fourth year.
If you had to bet on one of these guys to make it big, who are you betting on? 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136. By the way, Andre Drummond is 25, but he turns 26 this month. Or maybe he just turned 26. My bad. Anyway. Let's go to Alex in St. Clair Shores, 97.1 The Ticket. How you doing, Alex?
Good. How you guys doing?
Great.
Awesome. I don't think this is the best one, but I think it's a lot of ones that everybody's kind of forgotten since his rookie season. But I think Kenny Golladay is the next up-and-coming star in Detroit.
He's ninth on the athletic list of the 25 under 25. He's ninth.
Right. I know it's a bit of a bold prediction, but I think Kenny, if he stays healthy this year, I mean, if you look last year, an ounce of healthiness and the guy's catching deep balls all over the place. I think he stays healthy, 10-touchdown guy this year.
That would be sweet.
That'd be great. I don't know. I just have to see it more. I just feel like, I feel the same way a little bit to a lesser extent, though, about Kerryon Johnson. I mean, I'm excited to see Kerryon Johnson play. And like we said many times, the Lions have done everything right in terms of building up the running game. They've addressed the offensive line through free agency, through the draft, so on and so forth. They brought in Blunt. Now they pick Kerryon Johnson. But there is a reason why Kerryon Johnson was there for them in the second round and why other teams passed on him. Like, it's not like...
Yeah, because a lot of teams don't believe running backs should be taken.
That's fine. But you're also, like, we're talking about two skill guys, Golladay and Johnson. Neither were first-round picks. And yet there is this eternal Lions optimism that we got the right guy. Titus Young, Michael LeSure, Ryan Broyles. I mean, all these guys where it's like, there's a reason why they're drafted there. They don't, you know, the Pro Bowl is not littered with third and fourth round skill guys, right? Odell Beckham Jr., Julio Jones, all these guys.
Antonio Brown.
Draft picks. Or was he drafted?
Drafted, it was not a first round pick, I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, I mean, exactly, you're right. There are examples, and maybe Kenny Golladay will be that, but until it happens, I get a little leery of just projecting these things from happening.
Well, that's what this whole list is projections. When you're projecting 25 guys under the age of 25,
right?
Kerryon Johnson is 12th on that list,
right? I mean, if I had to say, you know, if the question is what one guy are you the most confident, most optimistic, believe the most strongly in. Again, I have never seen Zadina play a game. So everything you read about him is that he's a bona fide stud. I hope that's the case. But of the guys I've seen so far, I guess I have the most faith in Taylor Decker. I think Taylor Decker is a stud. I think we're looking at a guy who could be the Lions left tackle for the next 10 years, assuming the contracts and the health work into place. And he was definitely desperately missed last year.
What about Mantha? I mean, he's 23 years old, and he's had two pretty good seasons so far.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he and Larkin have probably accomplished the most on this list.
Well, Larkin definitely has. Yes. Larkin's been an all-star.
That's
Larkin,
why he's number one on the list.
Yeah.
Joe Jimenez. I mean, who do you think? I'm going to ask you this. On this list, who do you think, or maybe somebody who's not on the list, but obviously it's probably on the list, is going to be like the biggest star? Do you think I think it still could be Jimenez.
Based on his credentials, I would say Casey Mize.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if he's as good as advertised, I mean, I guess if I could choose, I would choose one of the starting pitchers, because if you say biggest star, what about this? Of the guys on the list, who do you think projects to be an all-star caliber player? Now, Larkin already has been an all-star.
Yeah, and so has Jimenez.
Okay. Jimenez, I put yes, he has. I put that down a little bit because each team is required to have one. The Red Wings weren't required to send Larkin.
Based on seeing, and granted, it's fresh in my mind from what happened last year with Kamara and Kareem Hunt, I'll say Kerryon Johnson. But how about this twist?
But see, you're doing exactly what
I know.
You're saying, okay, he'll be Kamara. Great.
Hopefully.
If that's the case.
But all right. How about this twist? Out of these, out of the 25, or if you can think of somebody else, who do you need to be the best player?
Who do you need to be the best player?
Yes, and mine might surprise you. Mine is Daz Cameron, because the Tigers have no position players that I can think of that are any good, basically, in the farm system. Paredes down the line. But if Daz Cameron, you know, he's 21 years old, he's an outfielder, he can hit, he can field, he can run. If he develops into a really good, like an all-star type player, that is freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's
they
awesome.
They have nothing.
But the Tigers are so far away still that they don't need that yet. The Lions need Johnson to be the running back they're looking for, because the window's not going to stay open forever on Matthew Stafford. We're in year 10 now. So you got your quarterback. You need the running back or the running game to go with it. So I would say it's either, you could pick Golladay too, really.
Yeah.
You know, because my gut feeling is that Golden Tate won't be here after this year, but I could be wrong about that. But you need your wide receiver to go along with Stafford, but you need your running game. I mean, he had Calvin, and that didn't translate into any playoff win. So
No. You
need your running back.
Take a text, 97136. Does Detroit even have 25 worth writing down?
Well, I'll tell you who number 25 is, and you tell me. The 25th name on the list going all the way down to the bottom is Dennis Chalowski.
Enough said.
Okay.
I mean, he improved last year, but he's going to have to improve a hell of a lot more this year in Grand Rapids as well. Kennard is Kyle Korver. He had a good career.
Solid career. Yeah.
Closest to a sure thing is Zadina. I don't know how you can say that yet, but you know what? That's what we hope. That's what people hope.
Mm-hmm.
Here's somebody who's not on the list. Alex Fiedo. Now, I was reading something about him that he kind of regressed recently, like his velocity's down and all this kind of stuff I read. I don't know if that's, you know, an indication of what's to come, but some people are not as high on him as they were earlier this year.
Well, if you go based on what the people in the know, I mean, again, a lot of these guys are players who either we haven't seen play regularly or we haven't seen play at all.
Right.
And so you go based on what you read in terms of the write-ups, the analysts, the scouts. And if you go on that and you had to bet, I then would bet on Casey Mize.
Yes.
Because here's a guy who was taken first overall, who by, you know, the Keith Law type people immediately vaulted to not only the Tigers' top prospect, but one of the top, 15 prospects in all of baseball?
Yeah.
That's how high they are on Casey Mize. So he might be number 7 on this list, but he's a lot higher in the minds of the people who know this stuff better than we do.
Somebody says Ragnow and Decker will have the best long-term careers on this list.
Okay.
That's very possible because, look, we've seen it with guys who hopefully whose careers won't be as good as Ragnow and Decker's were. We saw with Backes and Raiola.
Yeah.
They lasted a long time, so hopefully these guys will last a long time and even be better than them. Rasmussen, super excited about this guy, averaging about 2 points a game in juniors in the playoffs last season. He's going to be a stud. That's from Jay Bone and Warren.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mantha has the most potential, but I also think it's telling that out of the top 10, You have one guy that hasn't played a single game in the organization and another guy that's only played a handful of games and low minor league ball. We're running on a lot of hope, meaning Casey Mize and Zadina.
Yeah.
And here's an interesting one. Somebody who is on the list. What about Jamal Agnew? Pro Bowl talks last year and is an electric punt returner. Excited to watch him this year.
Jamal Agnew is on the list. He's further down on the list. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. That's going to be one of the interesting battles to watch here in training camp is Agnew and obviously Amir Abdullah. I was thinking, too, with how much they passed the ball to Kerryon Johnson, at least in the first game against the Raiders. Do you think that makes Riddick more expendable than Abdullah?
Yes.
Yeah, I do, too.
Well, I have to check what the cap hit was, whichever. I think Abdullah's cap hit hurts them more, though,
yeah,
if they would let him go. So, I don't know. I think that will be the major difference. If it's close between Abdullah and Riddick, I think they'll go with the one that makes it more financially prudent.
97 won the ticket.